Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this episode, I was delighted to be joined by Annie McQuiston as we chatted about music and how people communicate with music. This just was such a wonderful conversation, and as someone who doesn't probably listen to enough music, I have to say I did get the tunes on right after I finished listening to it. Annie McQuiston, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you, lovely to be here.
And I've seen you in the real world recently as well, which was lovely.
How nice was that? And got my wee hug coffee, because we're all vaccinated, Anne.
Exactly, and this is the important, we're all vaccinated so we can cuddle each other. So tell me a bit about you, Annie.
So I'm Annie McQuiston. I'm a 57-year-old mother of two grown-up sons, worked in the glorious NHS Scotland for 39 years as a scientist, and I sing in the NHS choir. Oh. And that supported history. I'm a Govan girl, born and bred.
Yeah.
Probably knows. And I say I only lived in Govan for 7 years, but I did realise that literally, as a cliche, you can take the girl out of Govan, but you can't take Govan out of the girl. When I met my wee boy's girlfriend and her brother in Edinburgh, and I'd never met this chap before, and he said to me, afterwards, he said to my son's girlfriend, "Is your mum free Govan?" I thought, that's good, you know. And this boy was Rupert Lochry, but he still recognises Govan in the middle of Edinburgh. So that's
beautiful. That's a beautiful thing, Annie.
That is. Proud Govan woman.
Uh-huh. So you've been on Ignite the Radio Show before, ages ago, which was during pandemic as well. So that was interesting. But we met each other a few weeks ago at the International Women's Day lunch that I was doing. So it's lovely to be back virtual with you again, Annie. And I know that you had been thinking about this question and you've listened to some of the podcasts before. So tell me, Annie, what do you know for sure?
What I know for sure is that even when there are no words, Anne, there will always be music as a means of communication. And I know that sounds flippant, but it's the one thing that when I reflected on this question for a long time, and music just governs everything, every part of my life, and how important it is.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get to knowing that for sure, though? Because you mentioned you were in the choir, and I'm thinking, is it something about you singing music, or is it about you listening to music?
Both. Mm-hmm. Really good question. So the first part is my mum's got Alzheimer's, and she's been in a care home. My mum got Alzheimer's when she was very young, only 67 years of age, and she's now lost all speech. And so she, and you know, but I know I've heard of your previous podcast, folk talking about people recognising them, not recognising them. My mum doesn't recognise me, any of my seven siblings. But when I go into that care home and start singing, she wears red feathers and a hula hula skirt, mm-hmm. I get my mum back. She doesn't know me, she can't talk to me, but she'll clap, she'll tap her feet. So I know. She sees me when I'm singing, and I see her.
And this is so interesting because, and I know this because I have done a piece of work with an organisation down in Ayrshire called Centre Stage before, and Fiona McKenzie has been on the podcast before as well. And they do work with people that are living with Alzheimer's and dementia, and I have actually witnessed people who don't speak but they sing songs. And they interact in their centre in Ayrshire, when in Kilmarnock, when those people came into the centre and they had the piano playing, and it was like, you know, it was like an old-fashioned tea and they were having their tea and biscuits. Those people came alive, and that was the hour a week they came alive, was with when they were listening to that music. So how remarkable is that?
It's, you know, I'm a scientist, as you know, and there's all these neurological studies about the effect of music, and I know the healing process, which I know you can relate to, Anne, that as part of that healing process, we know that music can actually, and there's various studies being done, both in neurological and physiological studies done, but we know that music actually increases the blood supply to your brain, like a statin, like the, you know, the so-called fat-busting drugs. Mm-hmm. So for me, as a scientist, it's just it goes much deeper than that. You can't, you've got to it's not just about that the neurons, the connection. There's a much, much deeper thing, and I find the whole thing incredibly interesting and very moving, and just because it affects me so much, just the way that music can, I say, allows me to communicate in a way. And I've always, because the other question is it you singing as well? And I was working in the children's hospital for many years, working with kids with various neurological problems. I worked with methadone exposed babies, for example. And when I was trying to get them to do quite complex tasks, sometimes as part of the testing things, and they don't talk. They will not talk. They'll not follow your instructions. But see, if you sing, they do.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting doing a kid an MRI scan or something, singing to them. So, and it's always that, it's that communication, you know. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not the best singer in the world, Anne. I can hold a tune.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that, tell anybody else in the choir that. But it's not about that. It's just, and when you're singing, you know, if you're singing Baby Shark, for example, a wee 2-year-old, they'll do much more. You know, they'll do exactly what you ask them to do.
Uh-huh.
When you're singing, then you say, can you look at this light for 15 seconds, you know?
Aye, amazing. There's a couple of things that are coming up for me. One being that when I listen to certain music, like say if you just put your iPod on to shuffle, right, and you've got all your thousands of songs, and a song can come on and you can be completely transported to a place and a time in your life. And that, wow. You know, and it's like, it's funny, I was on holiday just in November, me and my husband were lucky enough to go away to Lanzarote, and I made up a playlist for that holiday that I listened to a lot. And I knew when I was making that playlist up, it was so I could come back and then sitting here in a February in Govan, I could put that playlist on and I could feel as if I was sitting in that sunshine, and it still works. You know, it really still works. But also, when we think of everything that's going on in Ukraine just now, and when you hear bits of music and you hear people playing music in their houses and they're having their last go on their piano or something, or you hear folks singing a song, it is so moving. I mean, we're not listening to the song, I'm not watching it, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about what I've seen. That's all about music as well, isn't it, Annie?
Mm-hmm. It hits on so many different levels, Anne. So, you know, I shared that same, it was the girl playing the piano in Ukraine before it happened. And it's the way music takes you back to a person or a place, you know. You know, Pal Paula.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear Colonel Mustard, I always think of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think a song, you think of certain people or places.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we do with the NHS choir is I sing, and we do a service of Togetherness and Hope every year. It's one of the most difficult services we do since St Mary's Episcopalian Cathedral in Great Western Road, but it's an ecumenical service. And we sing songs like, now these are for people who've lost a child or had a baby born asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's back to this, what do you say when there are no words?
No words.
So we sing Sunshine and Leith. Mm-hmm. That's a funny song to sing at a memorial service, you know. But it's the words, my heart was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, you know, it's a beautiful service, one of the hardest services we as a choir do every year, as you can imagine. And we had to do virtually for 2 years, but we had the privilege of being back in Great Western Road this year. And the people, they just sit and after, the choir, we sing Christmas songs, we sing Candles in the Window, the Home Alone theme tune, because that's a funny song you sing at a memorial service. But it's not about the song, it's about the singing. It's saying, it's a hug. I'm there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say how I feel. But just sit in that pew and just have a listen and think about that child you've lost. And what a privilege. What a privilege to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so see, when you think about, because you, interestingly, you are looking at it from both the point of view as a person who feels it, but you're also a scientist and you can't help but be a scientist. Right, so you also do see it from how it actually is working with people on a neurological level. Do you ever separate them out? Do you think other people see it the way you see it?
No, I think, but the scientist in me can't understand how deep it goes. There's science doesn't explain it,
mm-hmm.
It's much deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of me can separate it out. I can say, right, how does that work? And we know things like functional MRI scans. You can put somebody in a scanner and actually watch the part of their brains that light up when things happen, things that make them happy. And if that's singing. So I see the science of it, but it goes much deeper than that. It's much more spiritual than that.
Mm-hmm. How often do you listen to music? Do you listen to music all the time?
All the time. Mm-hmm. I've got a theme tune every day, and if I wake up at 3 a.m, I'm not worried about what I'm going to do for work the next day. Don't tell my boss that, but I'm always thinking about, what is that lyric in Benny of the Jets? You know, so it's song lyrics are waking me up at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And there's a theme tune. Every all my pals have got a song that I associate. When I see them, I hear it in my head, I hear the lyrics, or there's a line or something that reminds me of that person.
It's fascinating, because while I do like music, if I did it, I could go days without listening to music, right? And it wouldn't bother me. Whereas folk like Paula, who you've mentioned, I know that music is like a cornerstone of her life. She needs her music every single day or she cannot exist. And I'm not, but you're making me actually feel almost a wee bit jealous of your love affair with music. Does it feel like that, like a love affair with music?
It does. I think just because... And even like the books I read, it's funny, and Paul and I, we share the books, the books we read, and we've talked about the Mayflies, the book, if you ever read that book, it's a cracking book, but it's music threaded all through it. Uh-huh. And the best books, I love the Glasgow author, well, he's Chris Brookmeyer, and all his books have got music undertones and there's songs playing throughout it, and that's one of the reasons I love his music. Mm-hmm. And just take the whole books that he writes, there's music interwoven through and songs that I know. Mm-hmm. Songs from my time. But this is my time. You know, I like the 80s, you know, that was when I was clubbing and stuff. But there's still contemporary music still is woven through all the books that I read to this day.
Uh-huh. So see, if you're having a bad time, a good time, a heartbreaking time, whatever you're in, does music always help?
Music's there. Mm-hmm. Music's, as I say, musical is there to communicate with you when there's no words. Beautiful. Nobody can say anything to you, but see if I just sit and listen to a wee song, I'd be quite happy.
Great.
It'll take me to a good place.
Oh, I think we all need to get the music on as soon as we finish listening to this podcast. We do. Thank you.
I'm thinking Jerry Cinnamon, She's a Belter, because that's my song for you, Anne.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you get a song for me, Anne McCaskill?
Yeah, She's a Belter.
All right, I'll listen. I've heard it before, but I'm going to go and listen to it again, I think, right
that's
now.
That's your song.
Thank you, Anne McQuiston, and thanks so much for coming on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure, Anne.
Thank you, Anne.
Hello and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.